1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Mike Kinzel sitting in for Rusty Melberg. He's covering the sentencing in Sheboygan County Court. This afternoon, looking for periods of snow and freezing rain at times, high near 30 degrees, less than an inch accumulation, but we'll get that full forecast to you following the news. Now, speaking of Rusty, Sheboygan man who terrorized his wife and five children over a period of years, sentenced in Sheboygan County Court this morning, wrapped up about 15 minutes ago, and Rusty files this report.
Judge Timothy Van Akron sentenced 40-year-old Lau Jin to 30 years in jail plus 28 years extended supervision. Judge Van Akron calling this case one of the worst cases he's had to preside in his 24 years as a judge. Jin was facing numerous charges of child abuse, strangulation and suffocation, recklessly endangering safety, and mental harm to a child. Jin had been causing mental, physical, and sexual abuse to his wife and five kids over a number of years that only came to light to authorities earlier this year. The sentence is far greater than what the prosecution was calling for, 20 years confinement plus 20 years extended supervision. The defense was hoping to get either a smaller confinement plus probation to help with Jin's mental conditions. Reporting from the Sheboygan County Courthouse, Rusty Melberg, 1330 WHBL.
Thousands of school kids in southern Wisconsin getting an early start to their holiday vacations today thanks to Mother Nature. A lot of schools from Jefferson westward to the Iowa border either closed today or started 2 hours late this morning. No such thing here. Things were pretty slippery this morning. Pretty good coating of ice on vehicles that were outside, but no delays and no cancellations. The governor is expected today signed legislation delaying Badger Care changes by 3 months. Senator Robert Wirch of Kenosha, he's a Democrat, argues it's important to remember the poorest of the poor.
I'm on joint finance. I remember those promises that we were going to take care of everybody under 100% of poverty after the first of the year. Guess what? We're breaking that promise to the poorest of the poor in our state right around Christmas time.
But Senator Alberta Darling said lawmakers acted in the best interest of Wisconsin citizens and the taxpayers, making sure people did have insurance available due to glitches in Obamacare. A 21-year-old man was shot to death overnight while working at a George Webb's restaurant in Milwaukee. Police said the employee was trying to remove a disorderly customer when that person suddenly turned around, pulled a gun, and shot the worker. He died. It happened about 2 this morning. Officials said the gunman fled the restaurant. At last report, he was still being sought. Latest government figures show the U.S. economy growing at its fastest rate in nearly 2 years. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product climbed at an annual rate of 4.1% for the third quarter. Business and consumer spending helped drive the increase. President Obama will be holding an afternoon news conference before heading off to Hawaii. White House scheduled it for 2 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock our time. President likely to face questions about delays in the implementation of the health care law, NSA surveillance, and gridlock in Washington. Well, a Fond du Lac couple seeing red after a jury ruled that a blue car is a suitable replacement for their defective red car under Wisconsin's Lemon Law. Milwaukee County jury deliberated 6 hours before ruling that the new vehicle's color did not have to be the same as the old. Couple had said they chose their new Ford Escape in 2010 only because of its red exterior and light tan interior. And for the $27,000 they paid, the couple said Ford owed it to them to make that replacement the exact same colors. Ford offered a model that was 2 years newer, but with a blue exterior and charcoal interior and a moonroof instead of a roof rack. A jury ruled that that was sufficient. Well, if you're leaving home for the holidays, you can expect plenty of company on the roads and in the airports. Holiday travel expected to be up by just under 1% from last year. According to Pam Moen with AAA Wisconsin, Moen says the ongoing economic recovery and a drop in gas prices are the likely reasons for the increase.
Some of the lowest gas prices that we've seen in 3 years. About 3 years ago, just before Christmas 2010, we last saw gas prices averaging below the $3 a gallon mark.
Travel season officially starts tomorrow. Hundreds of Wisconsin public school unions have decided to stay in business for one more year, even with their very limited bargaining powers. voting ended yesterday for about 400 unions that represent teachers, support staffers, and school office employees. In 2011, school unions lost their right to bargain for things like the school calendar and working conditions. Right now, they can only negotiate pay raises at or below the rate of inflation. The annual recertification votes are required under the state's Act 10 bargaining limits for most public unions. 9 state parks and forests will be offering special hiking events on New Year's Day. Rangers and volunteers will lead walkers and snowshoe enthusiasts. Some of Wisconsin's most popular state parks taking part, including Devil's Lake and Peninsula, along with 3 units of the Kettle Moraine State Forest. And listeners to the Midwest Communication Stations, including WHBL, will make Christmas a little brighter for kids in the Sheboygan area. Over 100 toys, more than $400 in grocery store gift cards, and various clothing items and blankets have been donated as part of our 3rd annual Christmas tree giving event. The giving tree in the lobby, empty today. All of the donated items have been turned over to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Sheboygan County for the kids in those agencies. Cloudy today, chance for showers, snow, freezing rain at times, a high near 30 degrees. Right now, 31 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh.